You know, Carl, that income taxes are a part of life.
They are.
We've talked about that on this program many times.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean necessarily that you need to shell out more than your fair share to Uncle Sam.
That's correct.
Come April 15th. The goal, according to our next guest, Ali Hashemian, is that you should pay the least amount of tax that you legally can. Now, Ali Hashemian is co-founder and managing partner at the Profectus Financial. He is a second-generation financial planning professional and has more than 15 years of experience in consulting for both corporate and personal clients. So, Ali Hashemian, welcome to Smith Sabatino.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're delighted. It's interesting. It says the five top tax avoidance strategies. I wasn't aware that there's a strategy that one must employ in paying our taxes come April 15th.
That's right. Actually, as we speak about a lot with clients, it's a matter of two facts. Number one, what you can do to reduce your current taxes by using tax deductions and other type of strategies that might help reduce your current taxes. But I like to speak more importantly about how you may be able to avoid future taxes through tax avoidance strategies, because most people are concerned about how taxes may be much higher in the future.
Yeah, well, what are some of the best tax avoidance strategies then?
Sure, let's talk about some of them. I think the Roth IRA or designated Roth account within a 401k, 403d, or 457 plan is a great method for people to look at avoiding future taxation. Some people are concerned that they can't do Roth IRA contributions, but they should be looking at conversions or partial conversions. There's a lot of different options in that whole Roth world that I think, while many people have heard about Roth, they may not know all of their options. And so the Roth option is a great one to avoid future taxation. The health savings account or HSA account is another great way for us to avoid future taxes, as well as possibly get a current tax deduction for the money that we put into those type of accounts. And the cash value life insurance is another great way for us to avoid future taxation on money that we put in there that we can actually take out while we're alive. We don't have to die to get that money if we qualify from a health perspective. Besides that, municipal bonds and 529 plans are another great way for you to look at avoiding future taxation, although I tell people to watch out for rising interest rate markets with municipal bonds and watch out for the limited distribution options on a 529 plan. But again, these are all options where clients can invest their money and they can grow their money without any future tax liabilities as long as they properly structure these plans.
Now, Ali, this is not something that generally everybody knows about. So you're really what the average taxpayer needs to do is to have some kind of a professional advice. Is that not correct?
That is absolutely correct. And as I like to say, it's a little bit more beyond the advice of just simple tax preparation as you're getting from your CPA or your enrolled agent. It's beyond that. It's tax strategies, which you're only going to be able to get from a financial planner or a tax advisor of some kind. And those are the places where clients miss the most, and as I like to say, in some cases, we're not talking about missing out on tens or hundreds or even thousands of dollars of tax savings. We're talking about tens of thousands, or in some cases, possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of tax savings.
Hi, Carl Sabatino here. As Roland knows, this is one of my favorite topics. I'm a legend in trying to avoid paying more than I absolutely have to. And in passing on that information on this show, we've done it a number of times. And we're using simple techniques of certain things like errors in adding in your accounting work, tracking your charitable contributions, deducting too much in your business expenses, et cetera, and so forth. But for our lay people out there who will go to a tax professional, could you give us any thoughts as to be prepared when they present their information? Could you give them some guidelines as to how to present to their tax person their tax year, if you will? Any guidelines?
Yep, you named some of them perfectly. The charitable contributions, make sure you have all of those in order. Because those can obviously offer you significant tax deduction. I also tell them make sure that they have all their medical expenses that they have had throughout the year, as depending on their current tax situation, they may be able to deduct some or all of those medical expenses as well. The same goes true if they had any management expenses. So if they are using an investment manager of any kind and they paid a fee for that, some of that could also offer them a tax deduction. So those are three of the main ones that they want to make sure that they've prepared before going and seeing their CPA or their EA, as that could be significant tax deductions that their CPA or enrolled agent may not bring up with them over the phone. The other one beyond that is I would also look and see if you had any losses in any of your accounts where you may be able to realize some of those losses and enjoy a tax deduction for those losses.
That's excellent stuff. That really is. Monitoring those losses is a very good one. One of the questions I've gotten for people in the plus 40 or plus 50 crowd is taking a deduction for someone that they're caring for. It could be a parent. It could be another brother or sister who has some medical difficulties, and taking the deduction because they're actually that person is their responsibility. How does that work in the tax? This is a question
that
comes up a lot in America.
They can use dependent exemptions in their tax returns, depending on what type of dependent it is, but absolutely correct that they can use those exemptions. On top of that exemption that they get for that, which they'll want to bring up with their accountant if they have any dependents to make sure that they qualify for that exemption. But along with that, they should also be considering any expenses that they're making on behalf of those dependents. Like you mentioned, we have a lot of situations where people in their 40s or 50s are maybe caring after an older parent, and those medical expenses might start to total up, especially if they don't have proper health insurance or long-term care insurance. In that case, again, these are medical expenses that could possibly be deductible. So on top of the exemption that you get for the dependent, you may also have an additional expense deduction on your tax return as long as you sort that out.
That's excellent.
Hey, Ali, do most people pay the IRS more than they should?
Unfortunately, that's the case. And I think that the reasoning behind that is not necessarily malicious. It's not that your accountant wants you to pay more. It's not necessarily that the IRS is trying to get more out of you. It's just that things have gotten much more complicated. I mean, when originally the IRS code was 400 pages or so back in 1913, today it's over 80,000 pages. And so it's just gotten a lot more complicated, a lot more difficult to navigate. That doesn't mean that there's not options. And I like to tell people it's not just a matter of options that you hear only rich people or wealthy people can use. The layman, the normal, regular person can use a lot of these options. They just don't know of all of them. So it is important to educate yourself. And if you don't have the time, then working with the right professional could be advantageous.
Well, it seems to me like the tax rules change all the time.
They constantly change. And, you know, I think one of the Supreme Court justices said it best. I'll paraphrase. He said, tax evasion is illegal. You can go to jail for it. But tax avoidance is your constitutional right. And so while it is complicated, it is something that you're allowed to take advantage of. And that's exactly where we try to focus with our clients on.
Well, if somebody wants to learn more about what you have to say, do you have a website?
We do. We have our website and our 800 number. Our 800 number is 800-811-6611. They can reach out to us. We'd be happy to schedule a quick free telephone consultation with them. Also, they can go to our website for some excellent content. That is www.profectusfinancial.com. Profectus is spelled P-R-O-F-E-C-T-U-S.
All right. Any final words of great wisdom
for all of us? We need great wisdom here.
As we approach the Ides of April.
Yeah, as I say, when you're going into April, I know the common mistake that's made is short-sightedness. We look at what we can do to save money on our taxes today, and all we're concerned about is getting the bigger tax return or paying the lower tax bill. I would like clients out there to focus on the fact that really the big win for them might be avoiding future taxes. And so what they can do today to better prepare themselves to avoid those future taxes may be more important than being short-sighted and just looking at what you can do on your April tax returns coming up.
Isn't that just for the young or the middle-aged? And what about us old guys?
It's for everybody. As I like to tell everybody, it is never too late. Take advantage of all the great things that are available. This is what we in the industry refer to as the fire sale of taxes. You may not see a lower tax rate in your lifetime, so let's take advantage of what we can
Indeed.
Today.
What's that 800 number again?
It is 800-811-6611.
Ali Hashemian, thank you so much for sharing your expertise about the upcoming tax time.
Appreciate I appreciate your guys' time. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Being with us on Smith Sabatino.
Thank you.
That's good stuff. That's a good one. And the things for our listeners out there, hopefully you paid attention. That's good stuff. It really is that he was right on the money. Right on the money. And I'm listening, and I'm taking notes.
I know.
I'm taking notes here.
I think that probably you would read the tax code in the bathroom.
Yes, I would. Call Sabatino. Anything else that I might read? And Smith Sabatino. And we're back.
America. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
One of the best of all time, this figure skater won two consecutive Olympic golds and the world championship 4 out of 5 years during the mid-1980s.
Triple toe loop, double toe loop. Automatic.
So where is Katarina Witt now? Katarina has been busy since retiring in 1994. She posed in one of only 2 issues of Playboy magazine to completely sell out. And she headed Munich's unsuccessful bid to host the 2018 Winter Olympics. Katarina recently portrayed a figure skater being pursued by a stalker in the German TV series The Enemy in My Life.
It is Katarina Witt. Katarina Witt is the world champion for the third time.
Katarina Witt, queen on and off the ice. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute's two-wheel vibration due to the weight and style of an aftermarket valve cap. Yes, a tiny valve cap can throw the motorcycle tire off balance. Doesn't pay to be too fancy. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Ryan for American Biker Minute. Checking tire pressure on fully fared V-twin motorcycles can be a real hassle. A lot of biker dudes replace the original equipment manufacturer's cap with a unit that measures tire pressure by sight. Others, like custom caps, like Dice, stick with the original equipment caps or replace them with one of similar weight and dimensions. In the world of motorcycle tire pressure valve caps, oftentimes it doesn't pay to be too fancy. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on Tuesday.